DW. On the cobbled streets of Cartagena in northern Colombia, an unlikely venue has become one of the most popular tourist destinations in the city. From the outside, the San Diego Women's Prison looks like a dull, drab and rundown building. But appearances can be deceiving because inside you'll find the Inmate, a restaurant unlike any other in this city. Every evening at exactly 5 o'clock, staff arrive for their shift. The restaurant is almost entirely run by female prisoners. They take it in turns to work in the kitchen or as waiters, meeting and greeting the customers as they arrive. Like most of her co-workers, 28-year-old Johanna Guevara was convicted of a serious crime.
Llevo aquí en el penal San Diego hace 7 meses. Estoy aquí por narcotráfico.
I arrived here at the San Diego prison 7 months ago. I'm here because of drug trafficking and being an accessory to a crime. The truth is that my partner was doing bad business and they investigated his activities in 2013. They accused me of being his accomplice just because he was my boyfriend. Justice is strong, but at the same time, it's also very unfair because the truth is you shouldn't have to pay the price for the crimes of another. I'm not to blame because of what he did. I'm innocent. And because my case hasn't been resolved, I can't go to the judge and show him that what I'm saying is the truth.
The restaurant has been up and running for more than a year and has won rave reviews for both its food and service. 12 women are on duty tonight and they're in good humour at the start of their 8-hour shift. But it wasn't always like this.
Cuando llegué aquí, obviamente llegué destrozada. Llegué con mis sueños derrumbados.
When I got here, I was destroyed. I arrived with all my dreams shattered, like I no longer had a purpose in life. Obviously, in this place, you feel that your life is over. For the first 2 months, I was in shock. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to eat. I just wanted to sleep. And then I thought, I have to go on. My life doesn't end here. I have to keep on dreaming because my story does not end in this place. I was looking for something to do, and the truth is, I felt like I had many skills and knowledge that I could pass on to the other prisoners, and I wanted to do something productive.
The restaurant was set up by former Colombian actress Johanna Bahamón as part of her foundation that helps prepare inmates for life on the outside. Johanna persuaded authorities to open The Inmate, the world's first restaurant in a female prison. She launched the project after visiting a prison to judge a beauty contest and was shocked by the conditions.
I knew about the situation of prisons in my country, but one thing is you to see them in the news or in the paper. And other thing is being there and knowing the human beings that are inside the prison. My life changed. I don't know what happened, but I felt like the need to work with them.
What kind of women did you meet and why did it change your life?
So the first woman I met, I asked her why she was there in prison. And she told me because I killed my husband. And I asked her again, why did she kill her husband? And she told me, because I found him raping our child of 3 years. So I actually can felt and can understand, not justify, but understand what she did.
Like most Colombian prisons, the San Diego facility is overcrowded. 180 women are crammed into a space for 100. The women are serving time for extortion, drug trafficking, theft, or in some cases, murder. But regardless of the crime, everyone gets a chance to work at the restaurant, provided they've been on their best behaviour.
The women that work inside the restaurant are the ones that are in minimum security. That means they're going to be released like in 6 months or less. That is because of the security, because if they're going to go out soon, well, it's okay to the door to be open. They're going to escape. In that way, we can have more women involved in the restaurant.
In the small, hot and windowless kitchen, staff are busy preparing dishes closely supervised by Chef Victor. He spent months training them how to cook dishes typical to the northern coast. Most of the women never worked in a kitchen before, and they're keen to learn new skills so they can get jobs and references after they're released.
We want to show that we can do things and that we can get second chances, and that just because you're someone that's ended up inside, that doesn't mean your dreams are over. We can move forward. There is a chance to work outside of prison, and there's a big change in people's attitudes. When we get out of here, we will have better jobs. We have a vision and a future, a mission to be independent and a mission to do better every day.
We've worked in 27 prisons with 30,000 inmates all over Colombia, and we work for second chances, for second opportunities. But for these people, a lot of them didn't have the first opportunity. Whatever a mistake they have committed, I think they are human beings and they need to have a dignified space. We don't judge, we just understand, and we just try to give them opportunities to be better than they are now.
When you step inside the restaurant for the first time, it's hard to believe that you've walked into a prison. Latino music is played around the restaurant so the public feel like they're in a regular restaurant. The dining area is modelled on hipster establishments with lots of exposed piping, plain flooring and reclaimed wood. But on the other side of these walls, there's a very different atmosphere, something the guests don't get to see. A heavy metal door draped with a purple curtain is all that separates the restaurant from the prison. On this side of the wall, every day is a challenge.
Es como muy bipolar. Bipolar porque un día están bien.
It's very bipolar. Bipolar because one day they're fine, the next it's bad. One day they're shouting, the next they're quiet. If they can't get a phone signal, that's bad because they can't call their families, and that causes a lot of stress and so much anguish. It's because when they can't get to talk to their family, this can lead to fights, shouting, and a lot of stress. And this gives them a reason to act out, and I think it's understandable.
Back in the restaurant, the staff have changed into their black uniforms with the restaurant's prison key logo. Their hair is tied into a bright pink bow, and they greet everyone who arrives with a little story about themselves and the locally sourced food. Over the past year, they've welcomed presidents, footballers, and famous actors, and almost everyone has the same reaction when they sit down to eat.
Cuando llegan, piensan que el restaurante está dentro de una cárcel, pero que los atienden personas de afuera.
When they arrive, they think it's a restaurant inside a prison, but that the waiting staff are from the outside. They say, wow, what's happening? Am I being served by an inmate? And we tell them, yes, we are inmates, and we're going to provide you with good table service. And then they relax. We do this so that they can see that we're just normal people and not delinquents, that we're not going to attack them or assault anyone. On the contrary, we want them to leave with a good impression of us. And who knows, they might even give us a job when we get out because they've seen us working. I think the clients change their minds when they get here, that it's not how they think when they're at home, and that the person that's inside is not necessarily a bad person, a delinquent, or a bloodthirsty offender. A lot of people here are innocent. They've made mistakes, but that doesn't mean they have no rights, and they deserve to be treated like everyone else.
Word of mouth reviews has turned the Inmate into one of the most popular restaurants in Cartagena. And it's not just because of the food, which is delicious, by the way,
but it's also because customers leave with a greater understanding of what it's like to be locked up, and they can see how determined the women are to improve their lives.
I think it's like an experience to go to the restaurant. The people, like, they don't know where they're going to be, what people are they going to meet there, the food. But everyone, absolutely everyone, goes out like with another thought and another behavior and another expectation, because it's like Interno is a place of reconciliation, and they interact and the inmates serve them. It really happens, a reconciliation. The most important thing is their self-esteem, because people that go to the restaurant don't see them like criminals. We give them skills to make their own restaurants, how to make their dreams come true. And we give them like the skills and we give them the tools so they can make it when they are outside.
Because of the success of the inmate, Johanna's foundation is planning to open a spin-off restaurant in a male prison in northern Colombia. The prisoners in Cartagena say the experience has inspired them to open their own businesses, and they've made friends that will last a lifetime.
Para mí personalmente he crecido mucho como persona.
For me personally, I've grown so much as a person. I feel happy, and I think for everyone else it's the same. All the prisoners have put everything into working here to grow and to support the project, because if it wasn't for this restaurant, they wouldn't be able to move forward. If something happens to me, it also happens to my colleagues that work here. At first, we had closed minds and couldn't see beyond the things in front of us. The restaurant has helped us open our minds and given us a chance to get jobs when we leave.
1 year later, they have another prison, absolutely. They have computers, they have scholarships, they have new beds, new mattresses. We improve their quality of life there in the prison. The money we have in the restaurant, we reinverted in the restaurant and in the prison of improving the inmates' quality of life. Everyone benefits.
Johanna is due to be released in a few months, and once she gets back home to Medellin, she's going to use all she's learned inside to help other vulnerable women across Colombia.
When I get out of here, I want to study, I want to specialize, and I've learned that I want to continue working with foundations, because working with people fills me with joy. And here we all learn that life is short, opportunities are scarce, and that the most important thing is your family. The truth is, you can change, and we can work for ourselves and our children and not go back to doing bad things, because we'll return to this place, which is really a nightmare.
For DW in Cartagena, Colombia, I'm Dimitri O'Donnell.
This report was brought to you by DW.